Joined by Shane Roach after defeat here in Kingspan Breffni. I suppose looking at the game as two halves, second half was a much improved performance from your side.
Yeah, no, we did probably for maybe a couple of factors. I'd say Cavan reduced the intensity a small bit when they had a probably 7 or 8 point lead at half time. First half they were very strong, having Grove McKiernan back, he was very dangerous, kicked a number of points. Then if you know any free within 45 metres of the goal, it stuck as well. So at the 20 minute mark we were probably 3 points down, we were going well, and it was that spell, the second half of the first half, where they really put us under massive pressure, and I think they went 8 points ahead into half time.
Yeah, it was a strong finish by Cavan, particularly free taking. I suppose when Raymond Galligan's coming up and he's sailing over 45s and the likes of that, there's nothing you can do defending against that.
No, and then on the other fact, we dropped two frees short, and we then brought up our goalkeeper for two frees, and unfortunately they both sailed wide. So it's like that's probably 4 points for 4 points. But he nails them all day long, and having Grode McKiernan back this week, very dangerous. Like we would have, Paddy Lynch would have played very well last week and would have honed in on him. But obviously, having McKiernan back is another string to the bow. He gets on it, and he probably finished with maybe 5, 6, 7 points from play. So that was difficult to stop. But in reflection for ourselves, the second half we made a number of changes, probably 4 changes within the first 15 minutes of the second half, and was a massive difference. John Tubbard came on and got 1-3. Owen Nolan added another bit. Now he was in the middle of the park, and Conor Carty in defence. So look, realistically we have a 2 week break. It's going to be a tough 2 weeks for Wexford football. We are unfortunately 0-2 now in the National League, which means we're pretty close to the bottom. So it's difficult. We wouldn't have envisaged that probably 2 weeks ago when we were planning our attack on Division 4, but it is as it is, and we have to bounce back and really drive at the next 2 weeks for Tipperary.
I suppose the beautiful thing about it is you're back to a 7-game league, so there's nothing lost yet completely. It's still, most years actually winning 5 games is enough to get you promoted, so it's still possible to get that run and chase the promotion.
Yeah, and we do believe that. We do know that. I suppose last week the real killer aspect, we were at home against Sligo and we didn't perform in any way, shape or form. Today we came up with a very, very good team. Everyone knows the Ulster champions 2 years ago. They have some excellent players, and there was just a little bit of extra quality at the finishing end was the difference between the two teams. But we know, get on a run at home to Tipperary now in 2 weeks time, and then to London, and then at home to Waterford, away to Leitrim, and away to Carlow. So like we all know, with Division 4 football, everyone can beat everyone on any given day, so that's what we have to hope for.
I suppose the last time you were in Kingspan Breffni, I think, was in 2010. You hit 10 points that day. You'd have loved a man to do the same for you today.
I would, yeah. I always get frustrated when lads have freeze and they drop them short. I'd be thinking, Jesus, I'll put on the boots. I was out of good crack with Shawnee and Mickey before the game. I was in DCU with Shawnee and Mickey Ling and the boys, and we had a good spin that night. And unfortunately, Cavan, I think, went on to beat us 4 or 5 points as well. So it's not been a great hunting ground. But look, they are, in fairness to Cavan, they're probably, I suppose, the elephant in the room in Division 4 football, the quality they have. And look, I suppose if they're 4 points now and in probably a prime position to go up, and probably rightly so for the level of personnel they have and the level of football that they play.
Best of luck and the rest. Thanks, Shane.
Thank you.